This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, now that spring is really, really here and the warmer temps are chasing away the last traces of all that heavy snow, homeowners around the state are keeping watchful eyes on their basements, worried about flooding. And my next guest knows a thing or two about flooding and Michigan basements. He's a builder, a former home inspector in Oakland County, and his new book is Five Steps to a Dry Basement or Crawl Space. Ronald Gay, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Is there something about soil in Michigan that makes the state more prone to leaky basements than other states?
This was a lot of marshland. When they first explored this after the War of 1812, they first came into the area and said this wasn't habitable because there was so much wet ground and so many wetlands and swamps. They didn't go far enough north to Oakland County and find out that it eventually dried out. But if you go up Woodward Avenue from Detroit, that was a large swamp there from Ferndale all the way up to Birmingham, essentially.
So basically southern Oakland County was very swampy.
Yep. Yeah. And so, and same with even on the east side. And it's a lot of clay soils.
So what are things that people are doing or are not doing or they're doing wrongly in managing that surface water?
Well, I think one of the things that we're all guilty of, we see products for sale in stores that are by the cash register or on the end cap. And because they're there, we think that they're, you know, bona fide.
So what kinds of products are we talking about? Because I probably have fallen prey to buying some
of
those.
Okay, so here's a real common one. Yeah. Splash blocks are what goes underneath the downspout, mm-hmm. with the downspout from your gutter, yeah. a vertical piece there. So if you go into the big box stores, you'll see all kinds of splash blocks, but they're all plastic ones. So the plastic splash blocks, they literally blow away in heavy winds. They get kicked around by kids playing. They get knocked loose by lawnmowers, lawn crews. So that's a good example. That seems very commonsensical looking at it. That's a splash block. You know, why wouldn't this work?
Sure.
But the plastic ones are really bad.
So we should buy?
Should buy concrete splash blocks like they used to use. That's all they used in the past before plastics became so common for everything.
All right.
So they are out there.
That's an easy thing to do.
Yeah. Another one is weed barriers. This is the fabric or plastic that people put underneath. They more often put it under stone.
Yes.
To keep the weeds down.
Yeah.
It's a very big problem with basement seepage. It acts like a pan, and it collects water. And as soon as the fabric or the plastic collects enough water, and it'll spill over the edge and run down the foundation wall. So I say do not have any of that within 10 feet of your foundation. So a couple of examples there.
Those are good ones. What proactive things could people be doing? And now that they're looking at their yards, it's spring, planning ahead, what do we watch for and what should we steps should we take?
Well, the real common thing, if you have water coming in the corner of your basement, and it's very commonly in the corners because that's where the downspouts are, you need to go outside and look at your yard and see what's going on with the gutter and the downspout particularly and the garden in that area and see what the grade is like. One of the myths out there is that if you just raise the grade all the way around your house, it'll solve all your problems.
I've heard that.
That's not true. Okay. I mean, it's really important where the concentrations of water are. So this would be downspouts, hard surfaces like patios, even small little patios by doors and things. Little pieces of concrete like that even can be a problem if they're slanted towards the house. So the grade, if you go out and look at that area where you have your problem in that corner of the basement and correlate what's going on outside there, you might be able to figure it out.
Managing that surface water. The book is Five Steps to a Dry Basement or Crawl Space by Ronald K. Gay. And Ronald is a former home inspector. He's a builder, so he certainly knows whereof he speaks. And thank you so much for sharing your insights with us, Ron.
Thanks for having me today.